Florida's statewide teachers union is once again suing the state, and this time it's over a new law that could directly impact its membership. It's the latest in a line of lawsuits filed over the state's education policies. The Leon County Classroom Teachers Association is on a mission to boost its membership. Current levels are hovering around 40%. The last time the union got above 50% was about 15 years ago. Scott Mazur heads the union, and he argues the low levels aren't an indication of support. He says there's plenty of it among teachers in Florida's capital city. Instead, he says there's a sense of complacency that seems to have set in about the benefits gained through 40 years of negotiations.
That covers everything from how much someone pays for healthcare, how much planning time they receive, their teacher evaluation, which now impacts their salary adjustments, and their, eligibility for the best and brightest that's out there. So there's so many pieces of that contract that have been advocated for over the years that it's hard for some people to realize the magnitude of the work that's gone into it, and a lot of people just expect it because they don't know the history.
But the bigger problem is pay. Dues to the union are around $750 a year. Teachers get paid once a month, and while the district average is about $42,000 a year, a starting teacher can expect to make around $36,000. 3% of that pay is automatically diverted to a retirement plan. Then there's health insurance, dental, and other costs that come out of those paychecks, not to mention federal taxes. So by the time it's all said and done, a single teacher just starting can expect to take home about $2,200 a month.
Because it is year-round services and advocacy, but there's only 10 payments. And only being once a month in terms of getting paid in Leon County, then that makes it look even greater. But when you work it out to a daily portion, it's a little bit over $2 a day for your union dues.
And costs add up. The average price of a two-bedroom apartment in Tallahassee is near $1,000 a month. Mazur is hoping to get his membership numbers up to 55% by the end of the next school year, because under a new law, local unions that fall below 50% participation of eligible members could get shut down. It requires unions below 50% to go through a process called recertification. Public employees, police, firefighters, and others are exempt, and that's a big problem for the Florida Education Association, or FEA. It's historically challenged the Republican-led legislature's education policies that it views as hostile to teachers and public education. But the FEA has a mixed record of success. The FEA is being represented by attorney Ron Meyer, and he believes the FEA is on solid ground this time. Its lawsuit includes union members and non-members, and collective bargaining rights are also in the state's constitution.
But those rights are being diminished and impaired by this law, and therefore it's unconstitutional. We believe if these people don't have standing, nobody has standing.
I can't remember a time I've been in the Senate where we have not had one lawsuit or another over education or education funding.
Bill Galvano is the incoming Senate president. He says lawsuits against the legislature aren't new and aren't likely to stop once he's leader. And his counterpart, incoming House Speaker Jose Oliva, is a lot more direct.
They must have a specific interest of their own that they're trying to protect. It doesn't surprise me that they're filing a lawsuit. And chances are over the next few years, they're going to have many more reasons to file lawsuits.
Under 20 years of Republican leadership, Florida has steadily been growing alternatives to traditional public schools. Supporters see programs like publicly funded but privately managed charter schools and private school vouchers for low-income students as keys to expanding parental choice. Opponents like the teachers union view those as diversions of public money to private groups, an effort to privatize public education. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.